Saffron by telephone calls. That's my 10 to KVPI. La Costa Cafe to KVPI Classic Country 1050 to KVPI Oldies 92.5. Or see to on a stream Vivon on Sinal, the Sutter Internet, on computer, oldies925.com. Et tu peux écouter un quatrième moyen, et ça c'est sur votre cell phone. Le numéro pour appeler est 381-200N. 381-200N. Et on a précommencé la tradition encore pour recorder les programmes de la tasse de café. Et tu, si tu manques notre la tasse de café programme, tu peux aller à notre website et écouter le dernier un ou deux programmes de la tasse de café pour écouter quand tu veux. Et notre programme ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service par Laverne's Insurance Agency, Quality Medical Care and Services, Easton Exxon, Burbus O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Manual Hardware Incorporated, Jean-Marc Incorporated, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Blake's Pharmacies, Lemoine and Associates, T-Boy's Slaughterhouse, Meat Market and Grocery, La Ville Funeral Home, and the Floyd's Record Shop. Et, deux lignes de téléphone ouvertes à 363-2124. Si t'as un compte, un comment, un question, peut-être comment tu dis un mot en français ou en anglais, c'est tout des bons sujets pour share avec nous. Comment ça va, Jim?
Moi, je te prie, figurer là, ces chaises, là, comment que ça change de position. C'est très proche comme essayer de dompter un jeune poulet parce que ça porte pas trop égal.
Oh, c'est pas un bon change, Jim.
Goes up and goes down.
Oh,
way up high, and then I'm trying to get it down to a normal level, you know.
Good luck.
Oui. Alors, Alistair, j'ai notre mot du jour premièrement, je pense.
All right.
Alors, si je peux le trouver, je l'avais trouvé quelques minutes passées, allons voir, Esther. Ça vient de le dictionnaire Louisiana French, Cajun et Créole et tout ça.
Mm-hmm.
Et puis, c'est lourd. Ça a été de valeur, je veux dire. Notre mot en anglais, dewberry. Dewberry. You know what that is, huh?
Yes.
Oh, and it makes great pies and cobblers.
Mm-hmm.
En français, on dit c'est les mœurs traînantes. Libérer les mœurs traînantes.
Les mœurs traînantes.
Oui, like, because they vine out, you know, and those usually ripen before the regular blackberries, okay? Which brings to mind another word that's due. It's, this time it's not dewberry, it's due. And comment tu dis ça en français?
Oh, Jim, I should know that.
La rosée.
La rosée.
The
La rosée. La rosée. Yes, yes.
So, anyway, that's our word, our words of the day. Je vais mettre ça à côté. Et puis, j'ai quelque chose ici là, que j'apprécie de figurer. Il a dû prendre un bon tarière pour brûler dans ce morceau de bois là.
That's what we discussed that Friday, Jim. And,
okay.
Terry Fuselet brought this. It's a morceau de bois d'oc. Ironwood, Jim. Just to give you an example of how heavy this wood is.
Yes, it is very, the grain is very tight, and it is very heavy and very, very hard. Comme dit ça, du prendre un bon tailleur pour griller et tout ça. Et ça, ça vient de Terry Fusier, qui est pas seulement un notaire, mais un faiseur de violon, je crois.
Exactly.
Et homme de business retiré. Okay, thank you.
And Jim, last night we had a wonderful La Table Française, and we want to thank everyone for coming to our La Table Française. We even had some of the ladies from the local sorority group, a large group of them showed up, and they had a good time. So it was a very nice La Table Française. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. And Miss Mabel was there with her trusty camera. She took pictures, and they're already up on our website right now.
Okay, so if you want to see some action pictures of La Table Française at the pig stand on the third Tuesday.
Le troisième mardi de le mois.
Le troisième mardi de chaque mois, à 6 heures de l'après-midi ou le soir, hein, le restaurant Pigstand, pas d'obligation pour venir et prendre part dans les discussions.
Exactement. Et on a un phone call, Jim.
All right. On va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
All right, Jim Solo.
Oui.
Comment les affaires, vous?
Oui, les affaires vont bien. Qui c'est qui parle?
Domo et le... Domo et le... no moons in Mars 5. In Mars 5.
What's your name, sir? Who's speaking?
This is Mr. Patrick Johnson.
All right, Mr. Johnson. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm on the air.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling to see what's in Mars 5 means. In Mars 5.
Mars file?
Mars file.
Mars file. Mars file. My horse?
Right. That's what I was going to see how you say that.
Yeah. Moshfal is my horse.
Mr. Conesa.
All right, but you can't talk to Conesa.
What push it on? Say, what is it on?
Uh-huh.
Moshfal de Graton, de Pouilly, de Zandou.
Whoa, mais Jack, ça, ça sonne comme si c'était des bonnes affaires à manger.
Mais Moshfal, oui.
OK, merci beaucoup pour avoir appelé.
OK, monsieur.
OK, bye-bye now.
363-2124. Phone lines are back open again.
Oh, comment tu crois? On a toutes sortes.
He's getting his hungry already.
Sydney. Attends, on a la chance de parler pour le Manual Hardware. Et, of course, ça, c'est un magasin de hardware qui est en business. Il y a des années, d'autres années, toujours dans le business de famille, établi des années passées par M. Henry Emmanuel, et ça continue aujourd'hui avec Kip Manuel et la famille. Et puis, je vais dire quoi? Ça, c'est une place où c'est un plaisir pour shop. Pour les matériaux que tu as besoin, pour la cour, le jardin, le clos et toutes sortes de choses comme ça. Parce que là, tu vas trouver du monde qui est content d'être capable de vous rencontrer, de vous servir bien. Trouver les choses que vous avez besoin. Les morceaux pour les machines à zèbre, par exemple, et pour toutes sortes d'autres choses que tu avais besoin. Ils ont les matériaux pour plumbing et pour l'électricité. Ils ont les escaliers en ciment, utility pole, service pole, tu connais, et aussi les peintures et les pinceaux et les brosses et toutes les choses que tu as besoin pour peinturer. Là, encore, toutes les autres choses, mes amis, que tu aurais besoin. Ils seront contents de vous assister dans tous les manières. Ça se fait, tu vas trouver ça au Manual Hardware. L'adresse, 1209 West Main. Collez après ça. La place s'appelle Burn Store Hardware Savage. Vous pouvez les appeler 363-5528. Tu as besoin du hardware. Tu veux deal avec du Vaillamon. Ça, c'est le Manual Hardware. Ouvert lundi au vendredi, 7h à 5h, et tous les samedis matins, 7h à 12h, 363-5528, le numéro de fond.
On a un autre call, Jim.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Ça
va bien, Roger, qui c'est ce matin?
Ça va la brancousse?
Oui.
Je me rends comme une histoire pour l'ours, là. Qui c'est l'homme qui a vu l'homme, qui a vu l'homme, qui a vu l'homme, qui a vu l'ours. Je me rends comme un grand bouche, là.
Ouais, c'est jongle à ça, Rogers, quand je t'ai annoncé ça dans les nouvelles. Le front de l'homme qui a vu l'homme, qui a vu l'homme, qui a vu l'ours.
Ouais,
exactement. Tu peux le dire aussi longtemps que ça c'est nécessaire.
Yeah, thank you, Mr.
Gay. Thank you, Rogers.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I had thought about that little saying, Mark, when I first reported Monday morning. I think we talked about that black bear on the west side of your plant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on va parler pour Phil Lemoine & Associates Insurance Agency. Phil Lemoine et son staff après servir le monde pour plus de 22 ans. L'office est droit là-dessus. East Main, le bout du Est de la Grande Rue, ici à la Ville-Plate. Tu peux les appeler 363-7777. Ça, c'est un numéro de téléphone qui est bien aisé pour vous se rappeler. 363-7777. Ils sont une agence d'assurance indépendante. Comme ça, ils peuvent vous fournir avec les qualités d'assurance que vous avez besoin. Ils ont les assurances pour les automobiles, pour la maison, tes homeowners, les assurances de santé, les assurances de vie, les supplements et disability. Et tu connais quoi? Tu peux acheter de l'assurance avec un petit down payment et des paiements temps par mois sur le Money Associates. Pour le bateau, les motorcycles, les campers, les motorhomes, des assurances de toute qualité. 363-7777. N'oubliez pas que ça, c'est l'agence indépendante de sur East Main de la Ville-Plate. Phil Lemoine and Associates Insurance Agency. 363-7777.
All right, 363-2-and-2-cut. 363-2124 is the phone number to call in pour charler avec nous autres sur la tasse de café.
All right, Mark, je connais tu consultes ton computer. pour trouver toutes sortes d'articles d'information. Je vois ici que c'était le 16 de juin de l'année 1903 que la compagnie Ford Motor Company était incorporée. Monsieur Henry Ford, of course, et les automobiles. Et pour, quand ça a premièrement commencé, ça se vendait joliment cher, mais là, dans les 1920, quelque, tu peux acheter un tout neuf pour 300 ou 400 piastres.
Wow.
Oui, les affaires ont changé. Absolument. OK. Qui d'autre en avait ici? Je vais observer, mais s'il n'y a personne sur la ligne, on va parler pour un autre sponsor. T'as trouvé quelque chose là-bas?
Yeah, Jim, today, and let's see, what year was it? It was today in 1903, a new U.S. patent was issued for a soft drink formula called Pepsi-Cola. So happy birthday to the Pepsi people, Pepsi Cola. And I was looking over some of the old slogans that Pepsi had through the years. Say Pepsi, please. Do you remember that one?
Uh-huh.
Be sociable, have a Pepsi. And in the 60s, now it's Pepsi for those who think young.
Yes.
Come alive, you're in the Pepsi generation. And you've got a lot to live, and Pepsi's got a lot to give. Some of the slogans. And the original slogan for Pepsi back in the 30s and 40s, twice as much for a nickel, was the original Pepsi slogan.
Like that. That could have gone for Royal Crown Cola, too. Remember those great big bottles of RC Cola and knee-high beverages? Big bottles that won nickel.
Wow.
And that was in those cold water coolers, you know. That was, they circulated cold water in there and seemed like, ooh, that pop, that soda water was so cold. Ça faisait, ça donnait le frisson, ça c'est frais. Spécialement quand on était ramassé du coton ou travaillé dans le club, là tu rentrais à l'ombrage de boire une bouteille de pop.
It hit the spot.
Oh, it hit the spot.
My favorite was the Grey Pet. Do you remember the Grey Pet?
Oh, Lord, wait.
The little bottle of Grey Pet.
Was it a 7-ounce bottle?
Yeah, 6 or 7-ounce bottle of Grey Pet.
Oh, that was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he said it was 1903. So that and Ford Motor Company is the same age because they were incorporated in 1903.
Wow.
All right. On va parler à ce pour quality medical care and services. Et oubliez pas que ça, c'est une place qui vous offre tout ça que tu as besoin pour soigner des patients chez autres. Oui, quand le docteur dit que quelqu'un pourrait être soigné a besoin de certains matériaux comme des wheelchairs, des oxygen respiratory equipment, lits d'hôpital, des scooters et tout ça, que ça, c'est valable. Quality Medical Care and Services. N'oubliez pas qu'ils ont les matériaux aussi pour soulager du mal. Ça s'appelle des TheraBeads. Tu réchauffes ça dans le microwave et là, tu peux user ça pour soulager du mal, de arthritis et du mal dans le cou, du mal dans le dos et pour les ordres de cerveau, sinus pain relief et différentes charges comme ça. Ça se fait oublier pas qu'ils ont ça là-bas là aussi. Oui, Quality Medical Care and Services. Une location bien aisée à trouver. Dessus le chemin de l'once d'été. Take Cove Road. Ça, c'est droite là, entre Browns et Champagne. 363-8-1-0-1, le numéro de phone. Elle peut vous servir en français aussi bien qu'en anglais. 363-8-1-0-1. Content d'aller chez vous et vous faites avec les souliers pour les personnes qui ont la maladie de sang, le diabetes, et puis tous les autres charges que tu avais besoin. Testing supplies aussi. Ouvert 8h à 5h lundi au jeudi, 8h à 4h le vendredi, et leur fonds est valable 24h par jour. N'oubliez pas la location collée après Browns à la Ville-Plate et deuxième location Hospital Drive à Oakdale. Bon, je suis paré pour prendre un grand souffle, Marc, et voir s'il y a quelqu'un sur la ligne ce matin.
No, waiting for another call. Jim, ça semble comme l'affaire est bien doucement.
Comment tu crois, avec toutes les nouvelles pour le oil spill, comment tu crois qu'ils ont perdu des milles et des millions de barils d'huile depuis que ça avait fait explosion sur le rig et cassé droit là au fond du golfe du Mexique? 1 000 de creux. Comment? Ça, c'est creux, t'as, oui. 1 000 de creux. Et puis, la seule affaire qui peut travailler en bas, là, c'est ça s'appelle les robotics. Des submarines qui vont en bas, font en bas l'eau, mais ça, il n'y a pas de monde qui peut aller dans ça, c'est les caméras.
1 000 creux.
Oui, juste 5 000 pieds, ça, c'est, tu peux dire, à peu près 1 000 de creux. Dans le fond de le golfe du Mexique. Et tout ce qui est de l'après-coulé, et ça va each course of our lesson through London des Écoles du Texas, la Louisiane, Mississippi, Alabama et la Floride. Et, of course, le président avait adressé le monde, le public hier soir, mais aussi, ils avaient déclaré un moratorium. Ça, ça veut dire qu'il n'y aura pas moyen de drill pour des nouveaux puits d'huile pour au moins 6 mois, accordant à les ordres qui viennent de Washington.
Ça, ce n'est pas des bonnes nouvelles pour notre industrie, pour l'économie.
Oui, ça va faire du mal beaucoup à l'économie du sud de la Louisiane, en fait, tout partout dans le sud. Mais ça peut mettre la pression dessus les compagnies d'huile qui drillent dans le golfe du Mexique.
A new television show debuted today in 52, Jim. Was 52 a good year for you?
52? I didn't have a television in those years. I didn't know anything about television.
It was a show called My Little Margie.
Uh-huh.
Starring Gail Storm.
Yes, I remember Gail Storm, and she was an actress and a singer.
Yes, and I came across this, and I don't know if it had anything to do with the TV show, but here is Fats Domino.
My little Margie, I'm always thinking of you.
All right, and that was, of course, Fats singing about Little Margie.
Exactly.
Margie. But do you have a... I thought you were pulling out a Gail Storm song, you know? I can't remember just offhand. If I remember, she recorded on Dot Records. And she had... a couple of hit songs. She was not one of the greatest, stars in music, but she did have several well-known songs.
Well,
in the 50s.
I think I have something here.
Okay.
Let me see if I can pull it up and see. Well, here is the only thing that I've been able to pull. Here is Gail Storm, Ivory Tower.
Yes, Gail Storm, Ivory Tower, and I forgot to double check my memory there, Mark, because you had the computer, but it seems to me like she recorded on Dot Label.
Yep, she sure did. Jim, another song she had, I Hear You Knockin', version.
Remember that I said that
Ivory Tower, Teenage Prayer, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, and Dark Moon.
Yes, that was all some very popular songs.
We got another call.
We got a phone call. Hallelujah. Good morning. And who is this, please?
Hey, Jim.
Uh-huh, Bert.
Wait. Dr. Pepale the Great Panty, sir.
Uh-huh.
Can I have a good recipe? The bon recipe, ça le fait plus.
The recipe for
Great Panty, the Delaware Panty, the horsey.
Comment tu crois, hein? Ça fait plus, il n'y a plus moyen d'acheter ces affaires-là.
Non, et puis là, c'est pas comme les petites bouteilles de chocolat. C'est pas
propre,
ça, on buvait dans
ces temps-là. Oh, non, les petites bouteilles de chocolat, là, tu esprits ça, là, tu peux boire ça dans juste quelques secondes, hein.
Oui, ça rongeait la gorge.
Oui, moi, je vais te dire, c'était une chose qui était beaucoup délicieuse.
Ah, mais t'as pizza, toi?
Non, je bois pas toujours bien. Il y a moyen de voir ça. Ça se donne, les grosses compagnies, c'est soit Pepsi ou Coca-Cola qui produit la majorité de les soft drinks.
Oui. Ça avait trouvé des grippettes en quête par l'année passée.
Are they still making it?
They call it grippettes, but
You know what? The closest thing in flavor to the grippette, in my estimation, in the fruit flavors of soft drinks, was the trapeze.
Yeah.
Trapeze, they made the Nesbitt orange,
right,
and the other trapeze beverages, and they had the closest. It was not quite like grape head, but it was the closest to grape head in flavor.
So I admit to you, we all had a
Oh, mais oui. Ça, c'était qui? Evangeline Bottling? Ou...
Right. Dans ma street, comme dit Bob.
Oui. J.B. et Rob Léveillon.
Oui. Il a vendu plusieurs bouteilles, là.
Comment tu crois, hein?
Oui.
Et un tas des comptes, des affaires qui avaient arrivé, le prix de le pop dans ce temps-là, là, and, je suis pressé de me rappeler si c'était 50 sous la caisse ou quelque chose comme ça.
Le tout, là.
Oui. Mais ça, c'était un bottling company local dans les 50 et quelques.
Oui.
Yeah.
Et quand moi, j'ai commencé à jouer le record, quand il était quand Louis qui a parlé de Doggy in the Window.
Oh, ça, c'était Perry Page qui avait fait Doggy in the Window.
C'est Louis Van dans les mêmes temps. Oui,
exactement, exactement, Bert.
Oui,
même pour même temps. Pas.
52, si c'est pas erreur. C'est beaucoup populaire.
Oui, exactement. Il y avait le record, un tas de records par Patty Page qu'elle avait recordé.
Et deux
autres.
Un autre plus grand
présent,
Eartha Kitt.
Oh oui, Eartha Kitt. Elle, elle avait jusqu'à, il n'y a pas trop longtemps passé, là, et elle avait...
She was a performer.
Yeah, she was a great performer. And what was that Christmas record?
Santa Baby.
Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt. Oh, she was a great singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Burke.
Ça va, Charlie Plito.
All right, soin toi. Bye-bye.
363, 2 and 2 card. Phone lines are back open, Jim.
Exactement. We'd love to hear from you, whether it's a continuation of your Friday subjects or last Wednesday subjects or whatever. We try to get answers to any questions that pop up from time to time. Allons parler pour Jean-Mords Incorporated, tandis qu'on a la chance ici. Si tu avais peut-être considéré additionner un chambre à votre résidence, on appelle ça des insulated glass room, glass sunroom, glass porch, sun porch. Tu peux l'appeler comme tu veux, mais tu connais quoi ça n'appelle pas les ponts. Et la meilleure place pour faire ça, c'est Jean-Mords Incorporated. Ça, c'est des spécialistes pour des jobs comme ça. Jean-Mords Incorporated, 363-N205, leur numéro de phone. Vous voulez l'écrire, on va dire le numéro encore. 363-N205 pour Jean-Mords Incorporated. Leur adresse, 1068 Vocational Drive, La Ville-Plante. Ça, c'est dans le Ward 1 Industrial Park, le bord du nord de La Ville-Plante, juste à côté de Takeover Road. Et je vais dire quoi? David peut vous dire tout ça que vous avez besoin, les informations, les estimations et ainsi de suite. Aussi pour faire installer pour faire installer des portes, des châssis doublés pour préserver l'énergie. Tu connais, dans l'été, empêcher les vents chauds, les chaleurs de rentrer. Et dans l'hiver, empêcher les temps frais de rentrer dans la maison. Aussi, tu peux vous installer des awnings par-dessus les portes et les châssis. Et des dalles, des seamless gutters aussi autour des couvertures. Mais tout ça, là, et beaucoup d'autres, que ça fait des couvertures dessus les patios et les carports. Appelle Jean-Mords Incorporated, 363-N205, en business depuis 1948, et sur le Internet, www.jeanmords.com, where comfort and technology come together. All right, Astaire, on a fait notre message clair, je souhaite. Et puis, allons, Jean-Mords, en parlant du... Non, mais ça, c'est... Elle a trop changé de couleur.
Yeah, it was a purple color and it turned green on me.
Yeah, and look at that cap. Oh, that's a 6 ounce bottle.
So a 6 ounce. Huh?
Yeah, and a 6 ounce bottle, grape red soda, imitation grape flavor, and deposit of 1 penny.
Wow.
1 penny deposit required on this bottle.
So if you returned the bottle, you would get the deposit, huh?
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to return bottles and I would get a deposit.
Close to nature, enriched with dextrose, and it's bottled in Camden, Arkansas, this particular bottle.
Wow.
How about that? And then, okay, this one is another one, Mark, in your collection?
Yeah, that's from the local...
From
the local bottling company.
Property of Rob Léveillon, Ville Platte, Louisiana. Tasty was the name of this
one. I don't remember that brand of soft drink, though.
Yeah, I don't recall it specifically because they were the Delaware Punch authorized bottler. And looking down here to see at the bottom if there was any other significant information. But toujours bien, That was a product bottled right here in Villeplatte.
See if anybody remembers the tasty bottles of soft drinks.
Le sucre était bon marché dans ce temps-là, Mark.
It was.
C'était un peu meilleur marché que ça. Mais of course, quand ça vendait des bouteilles de pompe à la boutique pour 5 sous, je pense tu connais ça. C'était tout en proportion.
Exactly. Waiting for another phone calls. I don't know what's wrong with our phones this morning.
On peut parler pour le pont de vieux temps, on peut parler pour les prix de marchandises. Hey, gardez donc, Beck, il a préparé le café ce matin. Merci beaucoup, Beck. All right, le café peut se faire passer. On a parlé du pont, mais on va boire du café ce matin.
C'est bon.
On va parler pour le Floyd's Record Shop. Moi, je vais dire que le jour de Pâques à prévenir, ça sera dimanche qui vient, le 22 juin. Et à force qu'il y a toutes sortes de successions des cadeaux que Pâques aimerait recevoir, qui est valable au Floyd's Record Shop. Naturellement, toute la musique récordée que tu peux demander pour. Et ils ont les instruments de musique. Pâques aimerait jouer un instrument de musique, peut-être serait un accordéon, un violon, une guitare et... Je ne crois pas de jouer à celle des tambours, mais quand même, ça fait valable aussi. Et des keyboards, ça c'est tout valable au Floyd's Record Shop. Une autre chose que Pop serait intéressé dedans, peut-être, serait un radio fait comme dans les vieux temps. Oui, tu vas trouver ça au Floyd's Record Shop. Des Crosley Radio Reproductions sont faites comme les radios de vieux temps. Là, les phonographes, pour jouer, le monde des années passées s'appelait ça des graphophones. Tu connais, mais ils sont les reproductions, les modèles faits comme dans le vieux temps, avec le gros cornet sur le top. Et là, tu peux jouer tes vieux disques, tes vieux records, de trois différentes speeds. Là, il y en a qui est valable avec remote control et des modèles aussi que tu peux jouer ton vieux disque dessus et transférer ça dessus les CDs. Ils ont aussi des dictionnaires de la langue de cajun créole et que tu vas trouver là, les tapes et toutes sortes de choses comme ça qui seraient bons pour des cadeaux ou pour vous-même. N'oubliez pas, puis on peut vous servir, il y a plus que 50 ans, le Floyd's Record Shop, East Main, dans la ville plate, venez visiter avec Cecil et tout le crew au Floyd's Record Shop.
All right, and we got this gym.
Oh, okay.
New hours
at Floyd's. Open Tuesday through Saturday and close Sunday and Monday to better serve you. So they're open 5 days a week, open only Tuesday through Saturday and closed on Sunday and Monday. Ça se fait. Soyez sûr de garder ça en idée, s'il vous plaît.
All right, Kevin, un call.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
C'est Ed and Eunice.
Ed and Eunice, okay, go ahead, Ed.
Parlez de vous répète à Church Point, Hanley's Bottling Company.
Oui, Hanley's Bottling Company.
Yes.
Ça s'était fait à Church Point.
Ben là, il y en avait un autre, ça l'appelait l'Orange Crush, c'était dans les bouteilles brown.
Oh, yes. That Orange Crush was a great flavor, too.
Yes.
Mais la semaine passée, vous avez parlé du Orange Root Beer, mais ça, c'est la plus vieille qualité de Root Beer.
Oui, exactement, le plus vieux brand de Root Beer qui est fait.
C'est bon, donc.
Oh, oui, et puis ça venait dans des grosses bouteilles aussi, si je me rappelle. Le Harris Root Beer. Et quand tu t'as fait travailler dur dans le clos, à l'heure que à d'autres places, que tu t'as fait suer des grosses gouttes, là, tu vas dire quoi, t'es allé à la boutique et ramasser une de ces bouteilles, là. Ah, ça donnait du plaisir, oui. Tu te rappelles de ça, Ed?
Ah, oui, je me rappelle bien.
Oui, dans les années passées, là, il y avait les petites boutiques dans la campagne, tout partout dans la ville, proche chaque bloc dans la ville avait une petite grosserie, et puis il y avait plein du pop qui était valable.
Ouais.
Ed, do you remember, like Jim was saying, how the old Coke machines you used to, it was full of ice water, and you'd put your hand in there to get those cold bottles to pop out?
Oh yeah, they were in the cold water.
Oh, that was the coldest pops around.
Yeah, optimum, je vais dire. Ça, c'était bon état.
That was good, you know, that cold water made them cold, you know.
Uh-huh. They kept the whole thing cold, very cold.
And there was another kind of Coke machine, Jim and Ed, where I remember it was like a little side door. It was made of glass, and you'd have to open it up. I'm trying to remember how you put the money in, and it was like a little, and if you could see the pop bottle, it was like a little glass door. You'd open it up, and you'd, I think, pull it.
Pulled, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that was maybe a little bit later. Yeah, that was one of the early.
That's one of the early
Coke vending machines.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Exactement. Les affaires ont changé dans les années. Un autre chose qu'on avait était toujours là.
Ouais.
Ok. Un autre chose que je me rappelle peut-être toi aussi dans le temps que les breadmen, ça passait les vendeurs de pain. ça passait sur la Bonjour, et chaque boutique avait une caisse, une boîte dehors de la boutique, qui était à la clé. Le breadman avait la clé pour ouvrir ça, et ça mettait le pain sur la Bonjour tous les matins.
Ouais. Une autre chose qu'il avait, c'était des cabanes pour mettre de la glace. Chaque petite boutique avait la petite glacière sur le côté.
Exactement. Tu peux acheter 5 sous de glace, ou 10 sous, 15 sous de glace à la fois.
Pour 15 sous de glace, ça avait un gros bloc.
Un gros bloc pour 15 sous, oui, exactement. Et là, c'était, il y avait des coches, et tu passais avec ton ice pick pour couper les blocs. Hein.
Ouais.
Ah, oh, mais oui, les affaires. Il y a eu des petits changements depuis ce temps-là. Hein. Thank you very much.
OK.
OK, bye-bye.
Did you call Jim?
OK, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim, Winston Dupre.
Yes, Winston, go ahead.
I got there late. Did you mention about some RC Cola?
Yeah, we talked about the RC and the knee-high beverages, uh-huh.
How about the wooden carts that they would come in? You don't see that no more.
Wooden cases?
Yeah, wooden cases.
Oh, yeah, right. That, in the matter of saving money, you know, those wooden cases or crates or whatever, that would be very expensive today.
Yeah, that's some old...
I was
young when they come out with that.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. That
Have a nice day, Mr. Jim.
Thank you for calling, Mr.
Okay, okay.
Bye now.
Another call, Jim.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Buffett.
Yes, Buffett, go ahead.
Y'all remember the Big Chief soft drink?
Oh, yes. That was another brand of soft drink.
Yes.
Yeah,
out of Bunky, wasn't it?
I don't know where they were at, but about every machine you went in, they had Big Chief.
Mm-hmm. Big Chief. They had the picture of the Indian on that?
Yes.
Yeah, the head of the chief with
the cover.
Yeah, right.
And I forgot what the bottle looked like.
Uh-huh.
I have one at the house.
Okay, Mark has a collection of soft drink bottles, and he's got a little bit of everything there, I think.
Yeah. Big Chief is one of my favorites. I think it's made by the Coca-Cola Company. I know Bunky Coke.
Mr. Cecil. Oh, Lord, did we advertise for them for so many years out of the Bunky Coca-Cola Bottling Company was the local distributor of the Coke products.
And then there was a bottling company in Eunice.
Uh-huh. That was the...
What was the name of that, Bobby?
Acadiana Bottle.
Yeah, right. The name of their soft drink was Yuzo, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. Eunice had a lot of...
And then it's still there.
It's still there?
The building's still there, Buff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
They distributed 7-Up, I think. And I think UZO was their local brand.
Right, uh-huh.
The building is still up, and last time I passed there, there was a mechanic shop in there.
Uh-huh. Well, how about that?
Yeah.
So, yes, that brings back a lot of memories of, you know, like I said, soft drinks, bottling companies all over the area.
And then that wood you were talking about?
Uh-huh.
In English, they call that locust.
Locust?
Yeah, it's wart chaff.
Uh-huh, wart chaff. Uh-huh. I see. Locust. All right,
you
yes.
Pointer Pete Parish.
Uh-huh.
They got sawmills over there.
Uh-huh.
Order you wart chaff.
Uh-huh.
And they cut it for you.
Boy, I tell you what, let's take a pretty tough blade to cut a lot of that stuff.
That saw blade is over 3/8 of an inch wide.
Uh-huh.
It cuts the them boards.
They...
And if they cut you an 18-foot board, it'd be a 1x12.
Uh-huh.
Make some cow shoots and all that.
Uh-huh.
Take two good men to pick it off their belt and put it on a trailer.
Cool.
How long would be this 1x12?
You can get them up to 18 foot.
Yeah. And it takes two men to pick that up and carry it.
And they cut it, then it trips. So when you come back home with it, nail it right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy it and go put it in the barn. You can forget about it. You know, drill every little hole.
Yeah.
They had a nail gonna go through it before you bend it.
Yeah. Wow. So when it's just freshly sawed, that's the time to nail it, because right. Otherwise it gets like iron.
A crushed eye is soft compared to that.
That's good information, Buffett.
I know, about five years ago, I got caught to make a cow shoot with some.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what, I worked.
You had to do some sweating, huh, Buffy?
It was a good thing it was in November.
Not in the middle of July or August, or the way June has been.
I packed up and left.
Thanks a lot, Buffy. Okay.
Okay, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Jim Swallow.
Why?
Hey, Roderick, tip it out.
Roderick Tibb of Pine Prairie, go ahead.
Comment la vie?
Oh, la vie, après, slow down un peu, mais on est toujours, merci, bonjour, on est toujours là.
Toujours fait amuser la vie, hein?
Oui.
Ben, je dit à Mark, je voulais voir pour les bouteilles, pour les bottles, we got a collection out here. I was wondering if you knew if there was any kind of bottle show in Louisiana or wherever. Does he know? Does he go to bottle shows?
No
bottle shows.
I haven't heard of anything like that, but...
I know there's one. I've never been to it in Vicksburg, Mississippi. There's a bottle show in August the 14th. I just thought I'd pass it on to you.
Well, thank you.
I got a lot of bottles I'd like to get rid of, and sometimes I'm thinking of maybe going and bring some, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Collectors would be interested in buying some of this stuff.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, tell Mark to give me a call if he's interested in some bottles.
Sure will, Mr. Roger. I'll get back with you.
Yeah, okay. You get my number, yeah. Okay, nice talking to you all.
Thanks a lot for calling, Roderick.
Okay, okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Another call, Jim.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
That's Jim.
Uh-huh.
Edwin Fontenot.
Wait, go ahead, Ed.
Y'all remember when the Borden used to deliver milk to the houses?
Oh, yeah, right. Until very recently, I guess, huh?
The glass bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a handle on them.
Yep. They had the milkman would go house to house and deliver the milk on the doorstep, you know?
Yeah.
And,
I remember that in the early 70s.
Uh-huh.
It's Italian back then.
Uh-huh.
And the Borden man used to come to the house and deliver milk.
Right. And they had the glass doors, as you said, in the quart size and I guess half-gallon size.
I remember R.C. Cole and all that, too.
Uh-huh.
And Big C sold drinks.
Right. A lot of that has passed on, you know, has changed.
Yeah, like those old bottles then, old salt drinks, there was the money bag bottle and stuff.
Yeah, right, the money bag bottles and the one we were talking about a while ago, the refund was 1 penny for a bottle. You know, 1 penny per bottle. So on a case of bottles, you got back 24 cents.
And like y'all was just talking to the other man a while ago, that bottling company in Unions.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that building's still up. It's been there just years.
Uh-huh.
And it's still up, and they got a mechanic shop there.
All right. Well, you see, at least the building has been recycled. Some of those other bottling company plants, things just turned to nothing. They were just completely abandoned.
Yeah, that's an antique building there.
Uh-huh. Right. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Another call, Jim.
Okay, we'll take one more call, then we'll break for sponsorship. But right now, my dear, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
C'est Neil Richard, if it passes.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Borden truck still passes Catania.
All right, the Borden truck still passes house to house.
Yeah, only on Mondays now.
Oh, okay, once a week instead of every day.
It used to pass Monday and Thursday, but it's not on Thursday. Only on Mondays.
Okay, but we're glad to know that there's still a truck that goes, you know, delivers house to house.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Well, we appreciate the phone call.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, 363-2124. Phone lines are back open.
How's that slogan? If it's Borden's, it's got to be good.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of that?
The Vosh.
The Vosh, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Everybody should remember that name.
Elsie, huh?
Uh-huh.
Elsie the cow.
Absolutely, yes. Now, you notice on the TV, there's a lot of California Dairy Association is putting out a lot of advertising about the California dairy products. And they've got talking cows also. Okay. Voici trois, deux, un, deux, quatre. Allons parler pour la vie au funeral home. Et, of course, ça, c'est le funeral home qui appartient du monde local, qui est couru par le monde local. Et on aimerait vous inviter de contacter Darren et Rebecca Bourdon et tout le staff pour le service que vous avez besoin. Et ils sont après vous encourager, vous inviter de faire les préparations d'avance. Comme ça, ça hante le tracas de les membres de la famille quand le temps arrive. Ça ne s'oublie pas qu'ils ont les services d'enterrement comme le vieux temps, la tradition. Ils ont les cremations aussi, et comme on dit, les prepaid, pre-arranged funeral plan. Et ça accepte les affaires, les arrangements d'avance et les policies des autres funeral homes aussi. Ça se fait quand tu les as besoin.
le funeral home, venez voir pourquoi que votre de famille après choisir les services de la Ville Funeral Home and Cremation Service du monde local. L'adresse 2353 East Main. Ça, c'est le chemin des Appalaches, mes amis, juste en sortant de la Ville Plate. La Ville Funeral Home, et ils sont prêts pour vous offrir tous les services possibles et puis vous donner la meilleure qualité d'attention et de service. La Ville Funeral Home.
OK, Jim, on a d'autres calls à faire.
Et on va dire bonjour, qui c'est qui part?
Tony Perez, bonjour.
Bonjour.
How do you say I lost weight in French?
I lost weight. J'ai perdu du poids?
Du poids?
Oui, du poids. Weight, le poids.
Okay.
I think that's the way. If somebody else has a different interpretation, give us a phone call. But I hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Another call, Jim.
All right. L'affaire après aller à Sterling. Mark, ça s'est réchauffé. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hi, this is Peggy.
Yes, Peggy, go ahead.
Do you remember the meal processors we had in Gilbert?
All right, that brings up another subject here, the dairy plant here in Gilbert. Tell us a little bit about it.
That was Evangeline Creamery.
Uh-huh.
And there were many, many dairies in Evangeline Parish.
Uh-huh.
They had a dairy for 17 years.
Okay, your daddy was?
Clifton Fontenot.
Clifton Fontenot, uh-huh.
Just in a 5-mile radius, Mr. Ortiz Landrino.
Right.
Ms. Monsin.
Uh-huh.
That was three dairies right next to each other.
Uh-huh.
The Earl Swallow.
Earl Swallow, yes, on Dairy Lane. Uh-huh.
Right, and my daddy was across the street from Earl Swallow.
How about that? And then there were a number of dairies here in Evangeline Parish years ago.
That's right.
And now, I don't know.
Evangeline Creamery processed all their dairies.
Uh-huh.
Sylvester picked up the milk every day.
Oh, yes, I remember that when Donald Sylvester picked up the milk and, of course, Evangeline Creamery. Evangeline, I remember a little slogan, a little one-line slogan that we advertised on KVPI. Evangeline Creamery milk is very good indeed. Remember that?
All right.
And if we'd make a phone call and they would say that, then they'd win a prize.
Wow.
Okay.
And Mr. Harry Thompson, of course, was a manager at the Creamery, I think, at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Such fair. You see, you brought back some memories of not only of the bottling plant for the soft drink, but the Creamery, Evangeline Creamery, right here. That was on the south side of Ville Platte, if I remember, huh, Peggy?
That's right. It was on Hickory.
Yeah.
And the school milk was from Evangeline Creamery.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about the bottles. The Gordon's bottles with the bottles of milk from the creamery.
Right, and they had half pint bottles at school, then.
That's right. And then I still have the bottles that my daddy did. He bring milk in the house.
Uh-huh.
In some little bottles, some quart bottles.
Yeah.
And we had those paper caps.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
Divided by the sleeve. I guess there were 100 in a sleeve. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
Long time ago.
Yeah, the glass bottles with the paper top, and you just pull.
It took me a long time to get used to store-bought milk. It tasted like you had poured a bottle of vitamins in it.
Yeah, a lot of us grew up on homegrown milk.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Absolutely, Peggy. We sure appreciate your sharing those memories with us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay. Yes, Evangeline Creamy Milk is very good indeed.
That was the slogan, huh?
That was the slogan. Kind of like, let's see, what was it? Dewey Ledoux Broom Sweeps Well. That was the one-line slogan also for the Dewey Ledoux Broom Company in my Opelousas, Peverone.
I wonder what our good friend Dewey Jr. might be listening. Can we hear
I don't know. It's been years.
Yeah.
And
he's one of our faithful listeners.
That the Ledoux family was in business with the brooms, and then the Brian Ledoux Tractor Company and so forth, several business enterprises.
On that note, Paul, Jim.
Okay, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr.
Chen.
Uh-huh. Hello again.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask more. A while back, him and what's his name there?
Whoever.
they were talking about couscous and cahier.
Uh-huh.
You remember?
Mark and Charlie were talking about
milk at Earl Swallow's dairy, the milk. You remember when it was filled that on top there was couscous, there was a cayenne. The milk.
Might have been Charlie and Mark maybe talking about that on one of our classes. Yeah. Oh, with the couscous, that was, it's comparable to cottage cheese, I guess.
The cayenne, the clabbered milk.
Yeah, the cayenne, the clabbered milk are, like I said, comparable to cottage cheese. And couscous, of course, was a certain type of cornbread, made with cornmeal, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, cornmeal.
Et tu as déjà mangé ça? You just have to be careful when you're swallowing that, not to, if it's sticking in your throat, it's got to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you remember when you built a bar milk in the jar? When it would settle, that on top there?
Oh, the cream. Oh, yeah, yeah, right. That buttermilk type stuff. And then, of course, you'd buy the whole milk, which had the la crème sur le top. That was some good stuff. That was real coffee cream, I promise you. Thanks for reminding us about that.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. What was the name of the honky-tonk hillbilly piano player from Beaumont, Texas, Jim? Who had all... We have that song, Couscous and Cayenne. I'm going to try to go dig it up in our computer, but I can't remember the guy's name, Jim.
And I remember him very well, but I can't name him. I'm
supposedly
having a senior moment.
He's the one that supposedly told Hank Williams about the thing about jambalaya and going to Texas, and I can't remember. He was a very famous piano player.
Yes.
In the 50s.
I'm sure somebody can call us within seconds and remind us of the name of this guy, because, yes, he made appearances all over the area also, you know, a great piano player.
Another call.
Okay, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bernella Gilmer in Marmara, Louisiana.
Go ahead.
You're talking about some old places and old businesses. Do you remember where the Crawfish Barn is today? You know what that was at one time?
What was it?
That was for Mr. John LaHaye, and in that time they would get people to go make cotton mattresses with some big old needles.
It was a cotton mattress factory?
Yes, sir, it sure was.
How about that,
And Mr. John LaHaye lived just across the road, and he had a big old factory thing. They'd hire people to make cotton mattresses. And then... they went to the Inner Springs, and that's where they went out of business.
Yeah, right. Well, how about that? So that was the Crawfish Barn was a mattress factory in those days.
And Harry Thompson, that was working for Vangeland Creamery. Him and I were first cousins.
All right. Very good to hear that.
Yes, sir. And you have a good day now.
Thank you very much. Which reminds me, Mark, in talking about the mattress factory there, Roderick Thibodeau was on the line just a few minutes ago, and his dad had a mattress factory also.
Wow.
But, yes.
Small world.
Gloria Mattress. Okay, so small world. Yes, you're right. I don't probably pull Laverne's insurance agency. Of course, I say Melvin Laverne and Charlie Manuel. Et vous invite de venir voir à leur office pour toutes les différentes qualités d'assurance que vous avez besoin. L'adresse est 118 Court Street. Ça, c'est la rue de la Maison de Cour, entre Main et la Maison de Cour. Et du monde qui est content d'être capable de vous rencontrer et de vous servir et de vous fournir toutes les différentes qualités d'assurance que vous avez besoin. Le numéro de fonds, 363-3292. 363-3292. Et c'est leur grand, grand plaisir d'être capable de vous servir en français. Aussi bien qu'en anglais. Et, of course, ils sont contents de vous donner un free quote. Avant de renouveler les assurances que vous achetez, mes amis, soyez sûr de les appeler à 363-3292 ou venez les visiter. 118 Court Street. Et puis, ils seront contents de vous servir, de vous donner toutes les informations que vous voulez. Et ils représentent différentes compagnies. Ils sont une agence indépendante. Comme ça, ils peuvent vous mettre avec la meilleure compagnie pour la qualité d'assurance que vous avez besoin. Melvin Laverne et Charlie Manuel. Laverne's Insurance Agency, 118 Court Street, 363-3292. C'est proche en travers de la rue d'Alieu. Kevin Payard a habitué d'être des années passées. All right, allons voir ce que... Oh, mais l'air frais à Kekon a commencé. Et avec des températures autour de 95 degrés, 96 chaque jour, je vais dire quoi? On a besoin des rafraîchissements tous les temps en temps. Et ça, ça amène... Y a quelqu'un sur la ligne?
Non, l'air frais.
Okay. Ça nous renouvelle la mémoire que juste cette semaine, il y a quelqu'un qui t'avait dit, on dirait que c'est pas plus chaud à cette heure que c'était des années passées. Tu connais des températures comme ça. Du well, c'est peut-être vrai ça, mais c'est une différence de moyen de vie. Parce que des années passées, quand t'es plus jeune, on était chanceux si on avait un éventail. Mm. Et pas d'air condition. On ne connaissait pas quoi c'était ça, des air condition. Et comme je dis, on était chanceux d'avoir un éventail. Des fois, c'était un éventail à la main. Tu connais les éventails qui venaient de... Le Führer on donnait un tas de ces éventails. Et puis, ça toujours dans des collections. Mais quand il travaillait dehors, et tu t'appelais suer, là, tu rentrais, c'est une petite affaire d'éventail qui soufflait. On ne connaissait pas quoi c'était avec Comaster dans les air conditions. Ça fait, je crois que c'est une raison pourquoi ça sent comme si c'est plus chaud que d'habitude des années passées.
It's, I found that song, Jim. So if you let me, I'll run over there on the other side and I'll play a little bit of Moon Mullican.
Yes,
Moon Mullican. And Kanye. Down in Louisiana on the old power, they're the happiest people in the world I know. The days been sinking, the feeling fine, and everyone's having a wonderful time. Somebody hops, when do we eat? I'm so hungry for my head to my feet. They all gather around and they all sit down. You can hear them shout for miles around.
Hey, comment tu crois? Couche, couche et cahier.
Now, where does the term on the cuff come from, Jim? That's an old term. Give me one on the cuff.
I have no idea. I'm not familiar with that particular term. But anyhow, it was nice to hear from Moon Mullican again, and he had many songs that were Cajunized the country or hillbilly music as it was known in those days. If you look at the files, the old record files of KVPI, it was H was the symbol for hillbilly. And then later on we put CW in place of the H. But anyway,
another phone call.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Jim. This is Marianne.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, you were talking about the heat. It seems like it's hotter each year. It gets hotter and hotter.
Uh-huh.
Has anybody thought about all the roads that are made with cement and asphalt and uh-huh. all the homes and buildings that are made with the cement slabs?
Uh-huh. That's probably one reason why the temperatures go up. There's a lot of heat reflection there.
Right. Back in the 40s and early 50s, we didn't have all these roads and mm-hmm. cement driveways and slabs for homes and mm-hmm. buildings, business buildings and all of this.
Yeah.
In lots.
You were lucky to have a gravel road to travel on.
Right. That's right.
That's a good theory there about one of the reasons why it feels hotter. Uh-huh.
Of course. Okay, I have another thing. I was on a trip this past week, and there was another lady, it was a bus tour, and I was another lady that had the same name as I did.
Uh-huh.
And I called her Tokai.
Uh-huh.
She had never heard of that, and a number of other people on the bus had never heard of that. I've been knowing that ever since.
Ever since we know something, huh?
Yes, ever since, as far back as I can remember.
Yeah.
And when if you run into somebody who had the same name as you, you were a Tokai.
Right.
How do
right.
you say Tokai in English?
That
what is
a...
the term?
That's a very good question. It's a person that has the same name.
Right.
And I have no idea how you say that in English.
Maybe someone in the audience.
A term Kajen, Tokai. Yeah, right. And one guy had that as a nickname. Remember years ago?
Yes, I remember that.
His name was Mr. Atwood Swallow, and he went by the name of Tokai. That was a nickname for him.
So what is the English version?
That's a very good question. 363-2124, if you know the answer, give us a call.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Marianne.
Good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, there's our question right there, Jim.
All right. Et on va parler pour le Fontenot Physical Therapy, tant que tu as la chance. Et on voulait vous inviter de garder en idée que quand le docteur te dit tu as besoin de physical therapy, suivant une opération, un accident, une maladie, le docteur dit que si tu veux te soigner, prouver ta santé encore, gagner ta santé, n'oubliez pas, tu as besoin. Physical therapy. Vous avez le droit de choisir votre physical therapist et n'oubliez pas le nom, mes amis, de Fontenot Physical Therapy. et Fontenot Physical Therapy West. Ça, c'est Tim et Susie Fontenot. Et ils sont contents d'avoir le plaisir et le privilège de vous servir avec tout votre besoin de physical therapy. Ils ont les années d'expérience, ils ont le personnel avec l'expérience aussi, et tous les meilleurs equipment, les outils pour travailler avec vous et vous faire sentir meilleur. Si vous avez peut-être des membres engourdis ou du mal et différentes affaires comme ça, ils peuvent travailler avec vous pour vous faire se sentir encore. Sous ces Fontenot et au Fontenot Physical Therapy West, ça c'est dans la bâtisse de Vidrine Medical Clinic, Highway 10 à Vidrine, leur numéro de phone, 506-3510, 506-3510, et là, Tim Fontenot, le staff, Jack Miller Road, juste dépassé l'hôpital, et leur numéro de phone est 363-0095, 363-0095, n'oubliez pas le nom, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Fontenot Physical Therapy West, et comme Tim et Susie vous dit, merci beaucoup pour tous les prières.
And I'll call, Jim.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Ah, bonjour, M. James. Ça, c'est Patsy Rod de Basile. Pour surprise, c'est surpris. Tu m'as surpris.
Oui. Oui. Tu m'as surpris. That's a word for surprise.
And I wanted to ask you something, too.
Bijouerie. The bijouerie. The bijouerie.
In French, that's all them little knick-knack.
Right.
I wanted to make sure.
C'est ça, moi je comprends toujours bien, c'est un little knick-knack, c'est pas de tirer tout neuf dans une boîte sans fond, mais that would be a bijouerie, a knick-knack.
Rest. Yes, I wanted to make sure that's what it was, because I told a little boy I'm teaching the French to make a door. And he said, no, there can't be no word like that. I said, oh yeah, they got one.
En la France, bijou, c'était un jewel, tu connais, mais bijouterie, c'est ça, on a le mot en use pour des petits knick-knacks, c'est toute qualité.
Ouais, ouais, vous.
All right.
Ok, monsieur Jim.
Merci beaucoup.
Soyez with us.
All right. Speaking of the Fontenot Physical Therapy, membership drive is underway in the Evangeline Parish here and has signed local football fans up for the nationally recognized Maxwell Football Club. Contact Tim Fontenot for more information, okay?
All right, 363-2124, the phone lines are back open again.
Hey, on va parler pour Grimace O'Connor Upholstery Shop, parce que je veux dire quoi? Tu as pu observer autour de la maison, dans le parloir, dans ton den et différentes choses comme ça, tu vois? Peut-être c'est le recliner qui a besoin d'attention. Oh, c'est toujours bien confortable, mais s'est-il l'a usé assez qu'il a besoin de faire changer la couverture? N'oubliez pas, Gervais O'Connor peut faire ça pour vous. Si c'est le sofa qui a besoin d'être recouvert ou une berceuse, une chaise, soyez sûr d'appeler Gervais O'Connor Upholstery, numéro de phone 363-70NN. 363-7011, and Gervais will be glad to give you information. Il peut faire une estimation pour vous. Vous pouvez venir à la shop, ça c'est une bonne idée. La shop est à 614 la rue East LaSalle. 614 East LaSalle, juste en croisant Tate Coveron sur le bord du est de la ville. Et puis il peut faire couvert des coussins, des cushions et différentes charges comme ça. Ça se fait, oubliez pas. Et vous pouvez choisir la couleur et le patron d'étoffe ou de vinyl que vous voulez. 363-70NN 614 East LaSalle, Gervais O'Connor, Upholstery Shop.
And I'll call, Jim.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Jim, c'est Ricky Paul.
Oui.
J'ai une question. Un pay-per-use, ça t'appelle un label en anglais. Comment t'appelles ça en français? Tu connais comme si vous voulez ça pour du gambo? Tu connais pas le trafiquant?
Oui. Oui. On avait eu ça en discussion sur ça quelques mois passés, mais étant nous autres oubliés, et the label in English, ils ont dit c'était un manque à aller ou un manque à aller, ou quelque chose comme ça, mais anyhow, ça c'est un des mots pour ça.
Ok. Mais ça, c'est bon.
Yeah. Ça, c'est le meilleur que je peux dire. Il y a peut-être quelqu'un d'autre qui peut nous expliquer ça plus en détail.
Ça, c'est bon. Merci beaucoup.
All right. You're welcome.
Another call, Jim.
Bonjour. Whoever's on the phone, your radio is a little too loud. Turn it down, please, so that we can hear you.
Hey, you on the air?
Hello?
Yes.
Jim.
Uh-huh.
That song, Kush Kush and Kaye?
Yeah.
My brother sung the same song.
No kidding.
Johnny Jono.
Oh, yes. Oh, I remember very well. Mr. J.R. Johnny Jono.
Except the Cajun Music is the name of the album.
And who is this?
This is Ray Jeanneau, his brother.
All right, and we remember very well the fan Johnny Jeanneau. He was in Eunice, and I was in Ville Platte, and we used to tease each other on the air. And then he went to Beaumont, right?
Yeah, he played KVPI in Beaumont.
KLVI.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, right. And we have a lot of fond memories of Johnny. And yes, he did record Couche Couche and Kaye and a bunch of other fine songs. I remember, Mark, I know we still have some Johnny Jeanneau records running
still,
in here.
We still play a lot of that stuff on our French show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on Saturdays, there's French all day long on KVPI.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And listen, we appreciate your phone call. Thanks a lot for calling.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. And he's calling from Eunice, I guess. And Ms. Viv used to call us very often or send us a request because, you know, she enjoyed some of this Cajun stuff as well.
One of my favorite songs by Johnny Jeanneau is actually a story.
Uh-huh.
And it's called I'm Proud to Be a Cajun.
Absolutely.
And I'll have to try to dig it up one day, but we play it all the time on the French show. Uh-huh. And I think Floyd has it out as well.
Uh-huh.
It's a great recording.
It's a great recording, yes. Okay. On va parler à Stern, Paul, T-Boy, Slaughterhouse and Grocery à Mamou. Enfin, sur le chemin de la Pointe-au-Père avant d'arriver à Mamou. Et, of course, T-Boy, oh, mes amis, ça nous donne un grand plaisir d'être capable de parler pour T-Boys parce qu'à force, ils ont toutes sortes de bonnes viandes fraîches et salées et boucanées et des paquets de viande que tout le temps, il faut mettre dans la chaudière ou bien tu peux acheter un spécial de 10 ou 15 ou 20 livres de viande, demi-cochon, demi-veau. Et t'as pas besoin de tracasser, ça sera bon et ça sera fraîche préparée quand ça vient de chez T-Boys. Et là, pour leur boudin et leur graton, oh, mes amis, ça donne des faiblesses proches à force que ça, c'est quelque chose que bon qu'on se rappelle de ça. Et là, si t'as un animal que t'as besoin de faire tuer, faire boucherie, ils vont faire ça pour vous. Et couper la viande, la manière que tu veux, l'envelopper, vacuum pack, pas pour mettre dans le freezer. 468-3333, le numéro de fond, et là, à Eunice, on n'est pas T-Boys boudin. Cracklins, 1500 West Laurel, qu'on appelait Oil Express. Là, ils ont plein de la viande aussi pour vous offrir. 457-3344, le numéro de phone. N'oubliez pas l'assaisonnement, pas T-Boys. Mark?
OK, Jim, on a un autre.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yes, Mr. Jim, this is Annette Terry.
Yes, Annette, go ahead.
Listen, I want to thank Mark for what he just said for the Johnny Jeanneau song.
Yes.
Proud to be a Cajun.
Uh-huh.
It's very pretty.
Yes, it is.
And have him play it for us this afternoon.
Oh, all right.
Really? Definitely will do that.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Et on va parler pour le Eastern Exxon. Et n'oubliez pas que quand tu as besoin du gaz ou du diesel, soyez sûr de visiter avec le Vaillamont au Eastern Exxon Service, le coin de East Main et South Chitanya à la Ville-Plante. And il y a juste quelques années de full service station, des stations de service en plein où tu n'as pas besoin de sortir de ton automobile. Ils vont pomper le gasoline, ils vont t'essuyer tes glaces, tes windshields, ils vont check l'air dans les tires pour être sûr que tu as suffisant de pression, check dessous le hood pour être sûr que tout est en bon ordre. Tu connais des fois, spécialement dans la saison d'été comme un hamster, c'est bon d'avoir être sûr que ton automobile est dans la meilleure condition possible. N'oubliez pas, Eastern Exxon et Oil Change Special Day sur le mercredi et le vendredi, 22$ et 95 sous et la taxe. Et au Eastern, ils sont ouverts 7h à 5h lundi au vendredi et le samedi 7h à 3h. Et n'oubliez pas, sur self-serve, Speedpass ou Credit Card, ça c'est valable 24 heures par jour. Encore ça, c'est Eastern Exxon au coin de East Bay de South Chitanya, la Ville-Plante. Dis-les bonjour pour nous autres, le message que tu avais entendu, le message sur KVPI.
All right, we just about run out of time. If you have any closing comments or you want to share something with us, hurry up and give us a call.
All right, and while we're waiting for that, your message for?
We're going to talk about you. Happy Blake. Father's Day is coming up very, in fact, it's this weekend.
Yes,
Jim.
Yes.
Jonah Pop, let's not forget, dear old dad, we invite all of you to do some of your Father's Day shopping right here at Blake's Pharmacies. Two locations here in Ville Platte. Come in and visit with Blake and all the friendly, happy personnel and find that just right Father's Day gift, including those hard-to-find name-brand colognes that Dad would certainly appreciate. If your father is an LSU fan or a New Orleans Saints fan, he's got loads and loads of merchandise, New Orleans Saints and LSU merchandise, Father's Day gift cards, and so many other great ideas. Free gift wrapping, free delivery service, and of course they fill prescriptions too. And be sure to check out those Blake's Fun Caps too at Blake's Pharmacies. Happy Father's Day from your Happy Blake and all the people at Blake's Pharmacies on MacArthur and South Chitanya and Villeplatte.
And while we have a chance, Mark, we can remind the folks of who makes possible the program of La Tasse du Café for Wednesday morning. And Charlie Manuel va être avec Mark pour vendredi qui vient. Mais le programme aujourd'hui est présenté à vous comme un service par Laverne's Insurance Agency, Quality Medical Care and Services, Easton Exxon, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Manual Hardware, Jamard's Incorporated, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Blake's Pharmacies, Lamont & Associates, T-Boy Slaughterhouse Market and Grocery, La Ville Funeral Home in the Floyd's Record Shop. Of course,
and we got time for one more call. So let's go ahead and grab it right now. Hello, who's speaking, please?
This is Robert Smith from Lake Cove.
Yes, sir.
The gun nod in English is a maypop.
Uh-huh.
And, well, with the caramassé du coton, vous sortez pas parler pour des pop.
Uh-huh.
All right. Quand on avait quelque chose, on achetait un stage plank avec le pop.
Yeah, I remember those stage planks. I think they're still available today at the stores.
Yeah, but they don't taste the same.
Not the same, huh?
No. Them stage blacks, you could taste the ginger in them.
Oh, boy, that hit the spot.
Yeah, it did. Well, it sure did.
Well, thanks for calling, Robert.
Okay, y'all take care.
Bye-bye. Let's see. Got one more call here. Go ahead. Who is this, please?
This is Coach Feaster.
Hey, Coach. Good to hear from you.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
A few weeks back, or months maybe, Camille Lafleur Fontenot had a letter to one of our newspapers, I forget which one, and she extolled the virtues of Cameron Artworks. This was a great article, great letter, well written, and so too. Ray and I have a home in Ponca City, Oklahoma, and several months back, there was an article in all of the papers there in Oklahoma, and they said that Cameron Artworks was moving their two locations in Oklahoma to Villeplatte, Louisiana. They said they were shutting down the locations in Oklahoma and moving to Villeplatte because of the excellent labor force in Villeplatte. They made the comment that when we train workers in Villeplatte, they stay with us. They're very loyal. They don't leave. And I thought that was such a great compliment, not only to the labor force of Villeplatte, but to the entire town and everybody that's been responsible for Cameron Artworks coming here. I hope Cameron Artworks never leaves Villeplatte. They're such great neighbors.
Absolutely.
And I know it's late. I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, certainly, I appreciate that, Coach, for those nice words. And we certainly echo everything you said. And I think everybody here in the Villeplatte area feels that Cameron is really considered part of our family down here in Villeplatte. And we, in fact, if I remember right, I heard yesterday, or is it last night, that in the last day or so, Cameron was just awarded a special award from the governor and from the state, a Lantern Award or something for being a good neighbor to the community and to the state of Louisiana for its workforce. So congratulations to Cameron.
Yes, thank you. Very well spoken. I'm glad to hear about that award. So well-deserved.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for calling, Coach.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Our good friend, Coach Bill Feaster, former KVPI sports announcer for so many years. And I think that is going to do it. And on the dip, merci beaucoup, everyone, for listening in to La Tasse de Café on KVPI AM-FM. Stay tuned for music coming up next right here on KVPI Classic Country 1050, Oldies 92.5 FM.
The service of Villeplatte Broadcasting. This is KVPI-FM Villeplatte. We are Oldies 92.5 KVPI. Streaming live on the web at oldies925.com. You can also listen live on your cell or landline phone at 337-381-2001. proud to serve Bill Platt, Evangeline Parrish, and all of Acadia.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mike Vicara. President Obama meets with BP officials about the Gulf spill this morning, a day after calling BP reckless in his Oval Office address.
I will meet with the chairman of BP and inform him that he is to set aside whatever resources are required to compensate the workers and business owners who have been harmed as a result of this company's recklessness.
Senior advisor David Axelrod tells NBC's Today Show that the president will insist on billions of dollars in an independently administered compensation fund. There's still no sign of inflation. New stats this morning show wholesale prices down for the second month in a row. Industrial production was up sharply last month, but housing starts took a 10% dip. And go take a hike. That's the advice of an expert panel on obesity, urging Americans to slash calories and increase their physical activity. They say obesity is the single greatest threat to public health in this century. I'm Mike Vicara, NBC News Radio.
Do you owe back taxes, being audited? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problems today. Call 1-866-694-4020 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Call Taxmasters right now at 866-694-4020 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
Meet Patrick and Peggy English, owners of a new Chevy Malibu.
My wife had been a Toyota owner for many years and thought she always would be. But now that we were able to get the safety along with the other features that were important to us, I would recommend it to anybody who's looking for a family sedan, high quality, good mileage, and very safe.
I'm very, very happy with the car.
To hear more of Patrick and Peggy's story and to learn more about Malibu, visit Chevy.com and may the best car win.
When's the best time to listen?
I listen morning, noon, and night constantly.
The correct answer is anytime. Oldies 92.5 KVPI.
I'm
Happy birthday, Gino Vanelli, who's celebrating a birthday. He is 58 years old. Welcome into the morning show at Oldies 92.5, streaming live at our website at oldies925.com. You can listen to us also on our listen line at 381-2001. And a reminder again, all this week, Father's Day week, we're taking special requests, special dedications for dear old dad. It's Father's Day week all this week. And if you have a special request for your father or the father of your children, let us know what it is, and we'll be certainly glad to play a special dedication to your father. And we want to dedicate this next song. It has nothing to do with fathers, but Tim Fontenot wanted me to share this with you. This is dedicated to the tea cotton bowl bear that's roaming around. The Teddy Bear Song, music from Elvis Presley.